Hey, this is WTOB's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by...
This is Deirdre Evans-Pritchard. I run the DC Independent Film Forum.
And it is coming to DC from March 1st through the 5th. So it's coming up here. So get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Delighted to be here.
All right. I want to go day by day into the lineup of the different movies. But before we do that, like, let's step back big picture. Like, what year are we in? When was it founded? That kind of stuff.
Well, astonishingly, we've hit 24 years here in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Started in 1999 to give a voice to independent filmmakers at a time when it was hard for them to get noticed. Strangely enough, it's still quite hard for them to get noticed. So here we are on the 24th season, trying to bring films to Washington, D.C. that are not necessarily the obvious ones.
Absolutely. And remind us real quick, where do we go? What the venues are you screening at?
Okay, so we put everything this year in East Street Theater downtown in Penn Quarter, so that it's easier to access. Everybody can get to it easily, center of town, and because many theaters are closing.
Yeah, sadly. I mean, the one at Gallery Place is closed. Mazza Gallery is closed. So East Street is of course you're going to do it there. I mean, it's a great spot for it. I've seen many
like
great
that,
movies.
Yes.
seen many great movies there. So great. Well, then without further ado, let's go into the lineup. So on Wednesday, March 1st, opening night, what do we got for opening night?
We have a wonderful film called Divine Instinct by a Maryland-based director whose name is James Gossard, and he's made a film that's very sort of spiritual and artistic, and it's about taking time and thinking about life. It's a documentary about a sculptor named Gary Spinoza, who makes fantastic work and has sort of retreated into the woods, so to speak, to live his life.
Okay, and that's called Divine Instinct. Awesome. Great. And of course, I'm sure there'll be like a opening reception and all that fun stuff. So everyone check it out. Okay. And then day two, what do we have in store for day two? I see several films. You want to highlight one or two maybe?
Absolutely. So we're nearly all the films are screening twice this year.
Sure.
So some of these will come back again in the festival, but a couple that we'd like to highlight there are Jack Has a Plan, which is a documentary screening on Thursday at 6:30. It's quite a heavy but also uplifting film. It's about a man who approached the filmmaker, Bradley, one of his best friends, who was terminally ill and made the decision to follow the Death with Dignity program and end his life. So we have people coming to talk about that afterwards, and we think it's a very important topic. And Washington, D.C. has a Death with Dignity program. And then the other one, quite a different sort of tone altogether, is Smoke Master. And the Smoke Master is a film from Brazil, and both the directors are attending, I'm thrilled to say. And that is a wild ride screening both Thursday and Friday night of Kung Fu with the Chinese mafia thrown in and the argument that you must be high to be good at Kung Fu.
And the idea, so if you're not high, if you're just stone cold sober, you won't be as good at Kung Fu. You need to be high a little bit.
Exactly so. You need to go see the Smoke Master.
Called the Smoke Master. All right, then. All right, cool. Well, how about day three on Friday, March 3rd? It's Friday. People are getting off work. They want to go do something fun. What do we got in store Friday?
So we have a late night program. A late night shorts program that starts at 8:45 p.m. So you can go get a dinner and come and see some slightly creepy, slightly scary, slightly horror-y type films all pulled together for a session that sort of makes you jump a little bit or think a bit about what's going on. And we have several of the filmmakers attending to that.
Awesome. So that Friday, it's like some Friday night frights. It'll be great.
Perfect. Exactly.
And of course, and I think you're also rescreening Our Father the Devil.
We are. I'd like to speak to Our Father the Devil, partly because Ellie Fumbi, the directress, is in the process of shooting to fame. This film has screened at major festivals across the United States and internationally. And she is up for an award, an Indie Spirit Award, this very weekend. So we're delighted that she's been doing so well. And she is being represented at the festival by the editor and associate producer, Roy Clovis. And we have some specialists coming in to speak about the underlying topic, which is this film is a thriller from Africa and France, but it's a thriller about the issue of child soldiers.
Oh, wow. That's going to be, and the fact, like you said, up for an Independent Spirit Award this week. I mean, that's a big deal.
It's huge. It's because she's very new to the scene, and usually it takes people years to get to this status, but she has clearly got something there. We think she's got something there, and she's really got an angle, and it's very psychological drama. It's very effective. Wow. So I guess we kind of had two scary films in a way that night.
Yeah, exactly. What's the filmmaker's name again?
Her name is Eli Foumbi.
Okay. And can you spell the last name real quick?
Foumbi.
Awesome. We'll be hearing big things out of Eli, I'm sure. But so come out on Friday or Thursday. It's screening Thursday and Friday. And, get on the ground floor of the rising star of Eli. cool. All right. And then so that was day three. How about day four on Saturday, March 4th? What all do we have screening then?
So our Saturday screenings are pretty intense. We have a lot going on. We have our animation program in the afternoon, and we are really proud of our animation program. We feel that animation is an area that's beginning to get more attention, but in general was kind of, treated as something for kids in the old days. So we don't really do kiddie animation, although children are welcome to watch it. But we have chosen a range of really great pieces from across the world. So that's happening on Saturday afternoon and actually also on Sunday. Then we have two very interesting programs that your, listeners might respond to. One is we have a special ASL program at 5:15 on Saturday. We have two films, one directed by a local director called Peter Hoffman Kimball, which is entirely in ASL language for the deaf, and another which is partially in ASL language, which comes from France. So we will have an interpreter there, and we'll discuss making films for and with deaf people.
I know Peter well. We went to film school together at AU.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah,
he's so good to hear.
It's been a while, but yeah, no, he's a really good guy. Awesome. Very cool. All right. Anything else on Saturday you want to highlight? City of Love or anything?
The City of Love is a world premiere. Eric Boadella, who is coming from LA with, I believe, his lead actor. So City of Love is a film that's about sort of some of the difficulties of readjusting to society when things have gone really wrong in life. It's a bit of a riff on the sort of rideshare culture as well. I like to think of it as having a kind of sort of Fight Club feel to it. Slightly sort of behind the scenes of what's going on in life. And we're thrilled to be hosting this as a world premiere. Eric showed his last film almost 10 years ago, also at our festival, and world premiered it, and his film went on to great success. So that's what we're hoping. So it's a sort of, I can't quite describe it. It's an interesting but difficult film, but it's also fun. And it's got a lot of Los Angeles in it.
Nice. Well, if it has a Fight Club vibe, you've already broken rule number one and rule number two. You're not supposed to talk about Fight Club, but I guess we can talk about City of Love. It's slightly different. All right. Cool. Well, that sounds like a jam-packed lineup Saturday. And then closing it out on Sunday, another long weekend, day of a ton of stuff. We want to pick or choose a couple of them, including No No Girl. But if there's anything else too earlier in the day, go for it.
So, yeah, we show a lot of the short films on Sunday, and a lot of the filmmakers come in. So we kind of package them into groups. We have a sort of challenging stories, meaning that we're taking on issues and dramas. We have a not always as expected section, which is kind of slightly humorous or things you weren't expecting to see. And then as you said, we run up to our closing night, which is No No Girl. Before that, we have a fabulous documentary called Run Raven Run, which runs at 5 p.m. on Sunday. Michael Raynan, the director, is coming in. And this is a really interesting film about gypsy music in Romania. It follows a lot of the historical background, some of the difficult treatment that gypsies have been through, and then their inspiring music and how it's moved into popular culture, and how it's come to sort of identify them. So awesome. We think that's a strong one.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, I mean, well, not just that. From start to finish, all five days, it sounds like a great lineup. I guess before we run, how would you distinguish yourself, your festival, from, I mean, it's been going on many years, so a lot of local folks probably already know, but just so I have a good soundbite, how would you, what do you pride yourself on that might differentiate yourself from other film festivals in town? Like, you know, we got DC Shorts, which is great. We got Film Fest DC, which is great. You know, every film, but every film festival has sort of a different niche or angle or whatever, you know, different pride to it. So, you know, how would you differentiate yourself?
So the DC Independent Film Forum, which we now call it after having been the DC Independent Film Festival, has moved into a forum specifically because we don't believe film festivals will survive in the modern world. We do not see a great need for them with the streaming culture, unless they are intensively connected to the process of making films. So we consider ourselves as part of that world. We are involved in teaching filmmaking to high schoolers. We just had our high school film festival. We are teaching animation nowadays. And our interest is in helping the general public see what goes on behind the films. So yes, at some point you'll be able to see all these films out in the general world. Not now, maybe in a year or two. But when you come to the film festival, you will also meet the filmmakers and you also have long conversations. And so we have scheduled not only the film, but a lot of time for audience interaction and conversation. And that's how we feel we distinguish ourselves. And that is why we are confident that our festival and our forum is going to last into the future.
Very well said. I guess final seconds. I always like to end like this nowadays. I started doing it. It works out well. Pretend that I'm not even here and you're speaking directly to the listeners, you know, like, hey, so just, you know, hey, DC, come on out to the film forum. You're going to have a good time, whatever you want to say. But yeah, just like address them directly.
Okay. So coming to DC IFF, that is the DC Independent Film Forum, means you're going to really have an experience with film. You're going to watch a film. You're going to learn about film. Maybe you're even going to end up wanting to take a camera out and make your own film when you leave. But I'm absolutely sure that if you spend time with the filmmakers, whether it's over a drink or in the screening room, you will have an opportunity to get a sense of what it is that's really putting together all these ideas. We have amazing animation, short films, documentaries, web series, and feature film premieres. Just come along.
Awesome. Thank you so much for doing this. Again, it's March 1st through the 5th at the E Street Cinema. So head on over to DCIFF. What is the website? DCIFF-indie.org. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you. It's been wonderful to talk to you.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you later. Bye.